Classic hits for BU. It's our 80s April as we roll out all of your favourite 80s songs right throughout this month. And don't forget, you can live stream us at 4BU.com.au. If you leave me, can I come too? One of the great Aussie bands, Mental as Anything, who got together in Sydney back in 1976. And joining us online, Greedy Smith. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Paul.
Look, you guys have been kept pretty busy just recently. I know you're actually tied up with By the Sea concerts, and we've got one coming to Hervey Bay just down the road here on Saturday, the 11th of May, with Jimmy Barnes and a lot of other great acts. Do you ever get tired of touring?
I find if I have a break of more than a week, we get 2 weeks, I feel a bit nervous.
Really?
I do, because my natural state is being on stage and showing off, or getting to the stage, flying on. Or driving to it. I've been touring for 42 years. The longest break was 6 weeks back in 1990 when I fell off a horse.
Well, apart from being inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame, you guys have had quite a few hits on the Aussie charts. That one we just played, also Too Many Times, Rock and Roll Music, Live It Up, which peaked at number 3 in the UK and also was a hit in Norway and Germany. And some people may not remember this. Live It Up featured in that great 1986 Australian movie Crocodile Dundee. Let's go a little bit further. Of course, Rock and Roll Music was also featured in Young Einstein. And I just loved that clip. I loved all those clips. You guys seem to be having just so much fun, especially Rock and Roll Music with the sheep and the cockatoo.
That film clip for that was directed by Yahoo Sirius and also appeared in it.
Yeah.
And so it had the flavour. You know, he brought along his own performing animals, and we just turned up there, and he asked us to play that song, Rock and Roll Music, and play it for the musical. That worked quite well for us. The interesting with Crocodile Dundee, I was asked to write some music for it, and I had an instrumental song that appears in the film. But Live It Up, it was like an afterthought when they've just finished cutting the film up, and they needed some music for a party scene in New York. And Paul Hogan, the song had already been a hit in Australia, was getting a lot of airplay at the time, so he just put that one in. And funny, we'd taken that song around Europe the year before when it was a hit in Australia, and nobody would play it. And then the following year when the film came out, our UK record promo guy went and saw the film and said, "Oh, that's the Mentals, but don't we put that out last year? They wouldn't play that." And so he sent the record out again with Crocodile Dundee on the single bag, and all of the stations played it. It was a big hit in Europe.
Why did Andrew Smith become Greedy Smith?
Well, it's many years ago, and back in the mid-70s with one of our early shows, we played a lunchtime function. We were setting our gear up in this big empty hall. We had a far fever up in front of me, and then these people brought in these big long white boxes. And I thought, oh, I've got an idea. And I grabbed one of these big long white boxes and I put it on a table and made it look like I had rather than just my one organ, I made it look like I had a big keyboard rig, like that guy Rick Wakeman from Yes. And I thought, very, very funny, very flash. And then everybody comes in for the function. They open these boxes. It's full of KFC. So I opened mine up. So with my left hand, I eat chicken, and the right hand, I play the organ. Reg Mombasa, the original guitarist, started calling me Greedy, and the name has stuck like chicken grease.
How long have the Mentals been performing now?
First shows were 76. Our longest running lineup, proper start of the band, was in 1977, the day that Elvis died. Mm. We were playing at a function at the art school, another function at the art school at the Cell Block Theatre. And so Martin Plaza had painted a big backdrop of Elvis because he'd died. We're already doing some Elvis songs at our set, but we learned a couple more. And we're as a bit of a tribute to the King. Interestingly enough, we found out later that Jimmy Farris told us that night at another place in Sydney, that was the first time that In Excess performed under the name of In Excess. And also, we also found out from Rob Hurst from Midnight Oil that on that same night at yet another place in Sydney, Midnight Oil did their first show under the name of Midnight Oil. That was Farm before that. Then they became Midnight Oil. So the official starting times for Midnight Oil, In Excess, and Mentals as Anything was the day that Elvis died.
Do you still catch up with people like Joe Camilleri and Colin Hay from Men at Work?
I do. I love catching up with those guys because there's a lot of shared history there. Do you not realise that Black Sabbath, Joe Camilleri has just put out this 49th album. It's just staggering, the 49 albums. That's getting up to Slim Dusty numbers.
Because the Mentals have been such a big part of the Australian music scene for so many years, do you get to see younger faces in the audience?
Yes, I think we do. I've worked it out now. A few years ago, a few of the faces were missing, and I've noticed them come back lately, and they've got a real gleam in their eyes, a bit of really smoke. Oh, it's great to see you, great to see you. And standing behind them looking very sober, and alert and much younger are their children. And I've worked out these are at shows. And what I've worked out is that I think mum and dad have said, okay, we'll do that. And they've taken him out in the car and they've commandeered the CD slot in the car and they've put in a Mentals album. And then they get the kids get the license. The big payback for mum and dad is that they're the designated driver. Mum and dad have a relaxed bit, have a couple of drinks. The win for us is that we get these kids. They know all the songs now. Just great.
You mentioned Martin Plaza earlier on. Not well these days. Does he still have any input? I mean, you two guys used to harmonise so well.
I think he's hung up his boots because he told me every time he goes out on tour with us, he gets another cancer. But he hasn't played with us for over 2 years now, and he's just starting to settle down. Touch wood, he's had a pretty good year of it. I ask his advice on all sorts of things. We're looking towards bringing out a new best of collection that we haven't put one out for 10 years. So he's been helping me out with that with some artwork, as have a couple of the other original members. So my job with Mentals now is to make sure that we play the songs like the records. I feel quite strongly about that. I think some of the other guys at the time think I'm a bit weird about it, but that's what it is.
Look, Mental as Anything Live, how did you go about getting this together?
Well, it all started because with Martin's illness and various other things, that the lineup's changed over the last few years. The best lineup I've had, and I felt very happy with the way the songs are sounding. I think this is the time to record it. And I wanted to record a video of it, of one of our shows, but I wanted it to sound good, so we set up a stage, Martin Cilia's sort of studio area. We played in there to a crowd, and so it sounds really good. I spent a bit of money and time mixing it properly, and I think it's a really good record. It's live.
Look, thanks very much for sharing your time with us today. We're certainly looking forward to when the Mentals come up for the concert. Thank you for joining us on the show this afternoon.
Thanks, Paul. Cheers.